How about sharing a wonderful breakfast and words of wisdom with your favorite author at Le Centre Sheraton Montreal Hotel on October 31st? Richard B. Wright with his novel Mr. Shakespeare's Bastard. Micah Taube, growing up young, coming of age as the son of two shrinks. Jay Ingram, Daily Planet, the ultimate book of everyday science, and William Gibson's Zero History. They'll all be there to chew on a few words with you. For tickets, call 514-845-5811. Paragraph Books on McGill College.
It's time you explored your untold truth.
You set your inhibitions free.
And play with a little reckless abandon. Let your spirit come alive at Cream Underground Nightclub, where something looms large every Saturday night.
Saturday is fetish night.
Where leather meets lace.
Sensual meets hardcore.
And the sexy meets the bizarre. Plus, every Friday night, beginning May 26th, squeeze the flesh.
Reach you beyond the world of fantasy.
Cream Underground Nightclub.
Let your imagination soar.
Love is a beautiful thing. Show your love by giving flowers this Valentine's. It's easy to do. Call Flowers by Pierre today, 514-481-0326.
Are you after a relaxed evening with great food, lively entertainment, and a Guinness? Look no further. Hurley's Irish Pub, downtown on Crescent Street.
In the early hours of an April morning in 1868, as he stooped to unlock the door of his lodging, Thomas Darcy McGee was killed by a single shot to the back of the head. An Irish tailor, Patrick Whelan, was convicted and hanged for a murder perhaps he did not commit.
With rapid decrease of LDL, the endolithium secretes nitric oxide, the endolithial relaxing factor, thereby improving perfusion. Isotopic studies have recently shown that even after a short treatment with statins, perfusion of ischemic myocardial areas can be improved by 30% or more, thus strongly supporting the endolithial relaxing factor hypothesis.
Perched on the end of the dock was a tiny tea shop, an intimate hideaway as old as the scraggy rocks surrounding it. Built from the same wood as the dock, it was hard to tell where the shop ended and the dock began. Unlike other shops in Dublin, it had no plaque with a date inscribed on it. It stood there ancient and defiant against the harsh winds. That in itself a testament to its age.